ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The beginning of the Omud is a continuation of the previous Gemara in the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Mabez, where the Gemara is trying to explain the din of the Braisa that Maisa Sheni of Ir Nidachas, the din is Yigones. You have to bury it, you have to put it away, you can't burn it, but you also cannot eat it. In connection to that, the Gemara had brought earlier in the Kufyut Beis and the Beis on the bottom, another Braisa, about a Isa Adov Maisa Sheni, where the Gemara brought a Machlekesh Ameir and the Chachamim. According to Ameir, it's Turim in Achala, because it's Mamon Gavaya. Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. You can't use the money of Maisa Sheni to Mekadesh Isha, according to Rabbi Meir, and therefore it's not a Risa Yisechem, and it's Beturim in Achala. According to the Chachamim, it's Chayiv in Chala, because Maisa Sheni is Mamon Hedyet. You can use the money of Maisa Sheni to Mekadesh Isha, and it's a Risa Yisechem, and therefore it's a dough made out of Maisa Sheni is Chayiv in Chala. The Gemara said that Av Begvulin, but where it's not in Yerushalayim, Divrei HaKoel Potter. Everybody would agree that there's no din to be mafresh challah from Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim. On this, Rashi brings two pirushim. First pirush of Rashi is because it does not have a heter achila out of Yerushalayim unless you redeem it. So therefore, it's considered mamon gavoya. It's just like our mayor holds Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is mamon gavoya. The Rabban agreed to a mayor in Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. There's no heter achila. Only in Padiyah, so as a din of Mamin Gavaya. A second Pshat Rashi is that the reason why Begvulin, there's no Chiyuv Chala on Maisa Sheni is because there's no Heter Achila. And the Chiyuv Chala is Mashas Gilgal Isa, it has to be considered Reish Arisei Seichem. If it's not Mutter Bachila, then it's not considered Arisei Seichem and there's no Chiyuv Chala. Taisin Kedushin of Nun Gimel Amid Beis is Maichiach that Maisa Sheni Begvulin is really Mamin Hedyet. And therefore, and not Mamin Gavaya. And therefore, Taisin Kedusha learns like Rashi's second shot that it's Potter and Chala because it does not have a Heter Achila. Be'emes, there's a Taisin Mamitzi and Avtzadik and Taisin Bechiris that the reason why Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim there's no Isser of Leisach Sem Shur B'dishay. The Gemara says that there's an Isser to muzzle your ox when it's going ahead and threshing. That Isser only applies to Disha, your threshing, your ground, your grain. But Maisa Sheni is not called Disha Shaloch. It's not called your dish. It's not called, therefore, it's Nismai, it does not have the law of Leisach Sem Shur B'dishay. The reason for that is even though it's not Mamon Gavaya Mamish, but since there's no Heter Achila, it's not called Disha. L'chari Narasugi also, it's not called the Shol of an Ir Nidachas because it does not have a Heter Achila. And that's the Gemara wanted to compare it to the Chiyuv Chala. The truth is that the Shagasaria asks in Siman Tzadik Zayin that in Tosis and the Ran and Sukkah, the Flav and Ham and Aleph, it's Muchach that an Esrig of Tevel, an Esrig that cannot be eaten because it's Tevel, you have to take off Trumas and Maestris, is still called Adavish Yesh Beheter Achila because it's Beyode Lasakna. It's possible to fix it and take off Trumas and Maestris. And Tosis proves that from Yerushalmi that an Isa of Tevel is Chayevis Bechala, even though it's Asura Bechila. Why? Because although right now it's Asur Ba'achila, because you were not yet mafir Chumas HaMaisris, but it's V'yod Elisakna. You could fix it by going ahead and taking off the Chumas HaMaisris. Frek the Shagas Aryeh from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that an Isa of Maisa Sheni is Ptur B'Nachala. The second Pshat in Rashi is, the reason why Isa of Maisa Sheni is Ptur B'Nachala, we're talking about out of Yerushalayim, L'Kulei Alma, Begvulin, and why is it Potter B'Nachala? Because it's Asur Ba'achila. Nachayro, why is it considered Shasur Ba'achila? It's Biyad Elisakna. You can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Bishleim, according to the first Pirish of Rashi, so Maisa Sheni, Begavulin, is called Mamin Gavaya. If it's called Mamin Gavaya, so it's Mufka from the Chiyav Chala, because it's not called Arisai Sechem. And also, it wouldn't have a din of Shol of Irnidachas, because it's not called Mamin of the Anshi Irnidachas. It's Mamin Gavaya. But according to the second Pirush in Rashi, that Begvulin is potter from Chalav because it doesn't have a heter achila b'shas Gilgal Issa, l'chayr, why is that different than Tevel, which also doesn't have a bepoildik heter achila, and still it's b'yadi l'saknei. So Maizah Sheni also, it's b'yadi l'saknei, with the fact you can take it up to Yerushalayim. The Shagas Arya ends off and says the only chilik is that Maizah Sheni is not called Risei Seichem because it's also even b'ano. Since it's also ba'ano, so that's hafko and Arisei Seichem. And be'etzim as the Isra Achila, we'll be able to say that since it's biyad l'saknoi, it's considered something which has mutar ba'achila. Be'emes, Toisvis and Sukkah, and Aflamet Hey, different Toisvis, Toisvis learns like the first Pshat in Rashi, that Ma'ezeh Sheini b'gvulin is momen gavaya. He says that a Esra Gavaisa Sheini in b'gvulin, of Eretzol, out of Yerushalayim, you can't be yoitza yidei chayvasei. Why? That according to the Mad Amar, there's the machlekes thing more in Sukkah, if you have to have a din mamain, or you have to have just a heter achila. He said, according to Mad Amar, you have to have a din mamain, so you can't be yoitza with the esrig that's of Maisa Shein and Begvulin, because it's mamain gavaya, it's not yours, it's chaser in the din mamain. And in order to be yoitza in a mitzvah, it has to be considered shal lachem, and when it's missing in din mamain, then you can't be yoitza in a mitzvah. But Taisva says, according to Manda Amar, that you just need a heter achila, you don't need to have a din mamin, so you could be yaitzi dechay vasoi with the esrig of Maisa Sheni Begvulin, because it has a heter achila, through that you bring it to Yerusha Lion. So again, we see that it's called Dava Sheish Beheter Achila, with that you could take it to Yerushalayim to eat it. We were dying from the same way Taisva says by Tevel. The Ran and the Ritva also say that it's considered Dava Sheish Beheter Achila, L'chayrov. That's why the machleik is that Taisus argues on Rashi says in our second pirish, and the Taisus Kedushin understands like that Esav of Maaser Sheni is not called Risei Seichem, it's not called Disha, it's not called Shlolo, Gabir Nidachas, because it's Asur Bachila. Why is it considered something which is Asur Bachila if it can be taken up to Yerushalayim and it can be eaten? As a matter of fact, the Ramah in our sugya brings a girsa that Begvulin everybody holds Divrei Hakoel Chayim, not Hakoel Potter. Because you can be a poydet, it's like mum and hedyet. And if I can, yeah, but I'll start. And this achila for sure is not a problem because it's mutar b'achila. With that, then you could take it to Yerushalayim. He even asks, the Ramah even asks, that if the svara why v'gvulin akol chayiv is because you can be poydet and has din of mum and hedyet, in fact, the Ramah, so ibazoy, every hegdish you can be poydet. And we still consider mum and gavaya, so what should be the chilik between Isa of Maiser Sheni, which we're saying now is potter and chala, it's chayv and chala, kuli alma, because you can be paided, has a din of mum and hedyet, and all hegdish, which you can also be paided, and still we consider it mum and gavaya. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Shiurim, in Simen Chof, Oiz Dalid, is miyashiv this kash of the Ramah. He says there's a chilik between pidyon, the gabi hegdish, and chil of Maaser Sheni. He says hegdish, he brings from Rabbi Chaim, is like a kinyan that of a hedyet. That means just like Rumein the Makna a chefes to Shimon, when you magdish something to the Bedek Abayis, you be magnet to the Bedek Abayis. In order to make it ois kadosh, you have to be paidit. The pidyon makes it into mamon hedyet. Now, just like if you would want to be zeicha in somebody else's chefetz, it would not be considered yours until you make the actual kinyon, so too, by hegdish, until you actually appoint it, it still remains mum and hegdish, and it doesn't become yours. But by Maaser Sheni, it's not really mechusar kinyan. Maaser Sheni only requires what he calls a chilul. Once it's in schala from the kedusha, the melech pocket the kinyan gavaya, and doesn't need any other kinyan to be kind it. Therefore, it helps that it's biyadai livdaisai. In other words, he's being mechalik and saying that Maaser Sheni, we could consider it like your mamin. And we can say Yechayiv in Chala, because Yochalef Daisa means Yochalechaleloi. It only requires a Maisechil. The Maisechil automatically makes it now into Mom and Hedyot. Vashenk and Vahegdish, the Pedia is like a new Kinyan. That already is not considered Memainai with the fact alone that you could be Paidit. In summary, Maisecheni Begvulin either has a status of Mom and Gavaya, and Memela, it's potter from Chal, it's not a Risei Seichem, and also it's not called Sholol of an Irni Dachas, Adrab, it's Sholol Gavaya, it's Kachim, and it won't be Nisraf together with Irni Dachas, Adrab, it's Rinechal Yerushalayim, but the Gvulim, it's Mame Gavaya, so it's not going to be considered Sholol Irni Dachas. or the understanding of Bigvulin, the reason why you're potter from challah is because it does not have a heter achila. And that takes it away from being considered reish l'risoy seichem. So too, l'gabi ir nidachas, it's l'maise, it's not going to be shol ir nidachas. And one of the halacha of being nignas. So the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara says, so where is it negeya, what the braisa that says maise sheni is yigones? When is maise sheni of ir nidachas chayiv geniza? Now chayiv geniza means that be'etzem it is considered shol ir nidachas, and it's mechuyiv b'sreifa, just as the covet of the fact that it's some kedusha, and maise sheni, it's nignas. Where is that case? So first thing Gemara wanted to say, that maybe it's talking about b'Yerushalayim. But we know that Yerushalayim cannot become an ir nidachas. And the Gemara says, ask the kash from the b'raisa, asar dvarm nem b'Yerushalayim, z'vachas mihen, ein anas, it's ir nidachas. Why isn't Yerushalayim become an ir nidachas? Because it says, the Gemara b'bakam of Daf Pei tells us, it says, orecha, and Yerushalayim was loy neschalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim is not divided amongst the shvatim, so it's not considered your city. If it's not considered your city, so it can't have a din of an ir hanidachas. The Emes, the Rambam, paskins that Ori Miklot also do not have a din of ir nidachas, because it says, Be'achas Orecho, in one of your towns, in one of your cities. And Ori Miklot is not considered Orecho. It's the Loshna Rambam is, Ein Achas mi Ori Miklot nasis ir nidachas, Shnema Be'achas Orecho, in one of your cities. The same halacha, next line is, V'lo Yerushalayim nasis ir nidachas, L'fish leinus chalka l'shvotim. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam, and under that the Rambam says that Nori Miklot cannot become an ir nidachas, frek the Ravid Oma Avram, lo yadati ma'ayin lo yzeh. Where did the Rambam pick this halacha up from? V'lo yinem be gemara. It's not in the Gemara in Baba Kama and Afbe Beis. The Gemara over there is only referring to Yerushalayim. Aval kol ori miklot, says the Ravid, hashvatim nosnu oisam mechalkein. The shvatim gave the ori miklot from their chalok, from their own chalik, and mele it's considered orecho. So why don't the ori miklot have a din of ir hanidachas? Asay frek the Ravid on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says that since it's not miyuchid to the noisim, to the ones who gave it, it's not considered orecho. It's not mamish miyuchid for them. It's not set aside for them completely. So it's not considered orecha. It's not mamish the cities of the those shvatim. It says, Miachash and Nosnu Aysim Mechelkom. They gave it away as an Ori Miklot. And Enam Yuchad L'Noisnim. Now it's not anymore reserved for those that gave it. Like Karina Busha Orecha. It's not Shorecha. It's not called Orecha. And won't have a din of Ir Nidachas. And the Orcha Ner is Ma'irin. It says it's early enough. Kufid Alfa Mabez. That the Rambam's halacha that an Ori Miklot cannot become an Ir Nidachas is dafka in the Sheish Ori Miklot. But in the other Membeis Ayores, the other cities that belong to the Levim, that's really called Bish Orecha. Why is that called Bish Orecha? Taka belongs to the Levim that are living in those cities. It's just that Lamaisa, it also has a double usage as an Ir Nidachas also. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's miyuchad lishvatecha and would have a din of an ir nidachas. It's called orecho. It's called orecho. Only the sheish ori miklot are specifically for ori miklot, not for anything else. So that would not be considered orecho. Then the Gemara continues. So that's why Yerushalayim obviously cannot be the case of where we say that ma'aseh sheni is nignas, because in Yerushalayim is not going to become an ir nidachas. It has to be that the ma'aseh sheni is coming from a different city. So Zoti Gemara, so the ma'aseh sheni came from a different city, and you brought up to Yerushalayim. Oh, you brought up to Yerushalayim, so then kaltuah mechitzah. So once it's in Yerushalayim, it's nechal in Yerushalayim. If it's nechal in Yerushalayim, so then it's zikha doesn't have a din of being nignas. So the Gemara first wanted to say it became tameh. The Gemara is choizah from that, and then daf kufyud gimel mit aleph. That's where the Gemara says the maskana. The Maskana, the Gemara says, we're talking about a regular Maisa Sheni, which is Tar, and it was brought into Yerushalayim, and then it was Nofel Mechitzas. The Mechitzas fell down. The din that it has to be within the walls of Yerushalayim is a din Doi Raisa, that you can only eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, not out of Yerushalayim. And Likloit, the halacha that once the peiris, once the grain, whatever of ma'aseh sheni comes into Yerushalayim, it's called tua mechitz, the mechitz absorb it, and now you cannot be redeemed anymore. That halacha is only a drabbanon. The chigaz drabbanon, the drabbanon were geizer only ki isna le mechitz, only the mechitzes are there. Ki less le mechitzes loy, the drabbanon were not geizer. since the Rabbanu were not geyser, so therefore l'chayra it should be bisreifa, because now these pears are vaita sholav irni dachas. Once it's sholav irni dachas, so then the halacha should be it should be burnt, and you don't only because of the kavod of ma'aser sheni, because it has a kedusha. The shaila in the rishonim over here is in the pashim shat. The Taisa Rosh asks that why does the Gemara have to say this haisafa of since the gzeir daban was only kisna mechitzas kiles na mechitzas loygazer? Just say that the din of klita, the din that you can't be paid it, that you can't take it back out of your shalai and be paid it, is only a din drabanon midoy raisa. The you could so midoy raisa right now it's roy lachila. It's called it's not mamon gavaya according to the rabanon who argue the mayor. It's not mamon gavaya. And you could eat it in your shalayim, so it's really considered the shol of the irni dachas. It came from the irni dachas, and it's din of shol of irni dachas. And you midirais, you could take it out and bring it back to the irni dachas and taka burn it. So why don't you taka burn it? Because of the fact that it has a kedusha, so it's nignas. So if you want to know maskanas gemara, where is the case of ma'aser sheni of irni dachas, which is nignas, all you have to say is that it's talk about ma'aser sheni that was from an irni dachas that was brought to your shalayim. And it was once it's there, it's not mamon gavaya, and it's shol irni dachas, and it's nisraf, and you can't burn it because of the fact that it's kedusha, has a kedusha to it. That's why it's nignas. You'll tell me that you can't take it out of your shalayim, you can't bring it back. That halacha of klita that it's mechaltu and mechitz is only drabban de gedim. It derives. It's not called shol yushalayim. It's a shol of irni dachas. Why do you have to add that for? So here we find the different halachim in the rishayim to answer this kasha. The Tosis in Bamitzia Nafnun Gimel says that whereas Isnul Mechitza is when there were walls, the Rabban were Hamidu Devrei Maldin Torah. And the Rabbanan called it Shol Yerushalayim. And they said you have to eat it there. Once it's Shol Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. So then it's Paka that didn't hear any dachas. When it's less new and the Mechitza not there, it's Loi Hamidu Devrei Maldin Torah. So even though with Rabbanan it's also to be paid, it's because Kaltua Mechitza is, but Midaraisa it's not. So Midaraisa you could take it out. Midaraisa you could go ahead and bring it back to be burnt in Irni Dachas. And that's why it has the din of being Nignas. The Chazanish Taka is Meir on Taisa that without, let's say, Mechitza don't fall down. How could Bezin do that? Bezin mi masn dat lach edom in a Torah, v'kum vasei, then being matir b'achila, l'chayra. There's no Mechitzas. He says Taisa just means that you're not going with the din of Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Taisa says to explain why I won't have the din of Shol Yerushalayim. But there's another Malach in the Rishayim. There's a Shitin of Betzis, Mometzia, a Memes, it's a Ran and our Sugya, that says the Pshat in the Gemara is that Enoch and Ami, Midoy Raisa, you should be able to take it out of Yerushalayim and bring it back to the Irni Dachas and let it get burnt. It's not Mamon Gavaya because it was in Yerushalayim. And Sholol, it's the Sholol of Irni Dachas and Mechuyev Esreifa. It's only a Drabbanan Dikad Din that there's a din of Kaltua Mechitzais. But once there's a Drabbanan Dikad Din, that the payers enter Yerushalayim, the Ma'aser Sheni enters Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. It's also to be Moitzia, you can't be paided, you have to eat it there. So then it has a din like a shol of irni dachas that it's not nikpots in l'saycha. It's like any shol of irni dachas which can't be brought back to the city where the din is that you don't burn it. So the ma'aser sheni that huvit yushalayim and kaltu mechitzas and the matar b'achila, the kaltu mechitzas will say it's us to take it out of yushalayim. So it's like nichsi rishayim that it cannot be nikpots in l'saycha, that you don't burn it. So that's a different mahalach to explain why it would be nignas. In other words, according to Tosfos Bamitzia, the pshat is because it's called shol Yerushalayim. It's not called shol of irni dachas. It doesn't have a shem of nichsi irni dachas. Male is no din of irni dachas. Why does it? How could it? The rabbanu with mamina devrei on the entire, they said it's a din of shol Yerushalayim. But according to the Shitin Betzin Bamitzia, and according to the Ran, it's kipshutai. The rabbanu were not mamina devrei, but just the rabbanu said you can't take it out. Once it's an ised rabbanu, take it out. So then it's just practically speaking, it can't be brought back to Yerushalayim. Once it can't be brought down back to Yerushalayim, so it's not. We brought back to the irni dachas. Once it can't be brought back to irni dachas. It's like all nichsi rishoyim that are not nikbatzin l'seichai, that the din is you're not seiref it, and the mela. That's why it's giving nignas. It has that halacha, but it's of shol irni dachas, but it's nignas and it's not nisraf. Remember, Tosfos over there, Mamitzil says that if it's talking about over here, nafla mechitzas after the gemar din, but if there was nafla mechitzas before the gemar din. So even though it's not shol yishalayim, but it won't be chalad at the gemar din because that's shlosh shamayim. It's not roy lechel. It's only to be paided if it fell down before. So then it won't be chalad at the din of irni dachas. He says another pshat that he is talking about that it fell before takan gemar din, but it's choshev shol yuhedid because it's roy lechila before it was nafla mechitzes. But if I care, if it was nafla achim gemar din, since pshat gemar din is shol yishalayim, then it won't be paka. The Rambam over here
says Stam. The Rambam paskins b'stam and Ma'aseh Sheni Yigonis. It doesn't say any chalukim of where you say Ma'aseh Sheni Yigonis. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet again the Halachat Hesvav that Ma'aseh Sheni v'kesef Ma'aseh Sheni v'kisya kodesh b'soicha harei eli yigonzu. The din is yigonis, and the Rambam is not machalik when, what, where. It's just Ma'aseh Sheni yigonis. Lech Mishnah is Ma'ir, and the Rambam that the Chayit is very shmer. He should have explained it because first of all, the Rambam himself in Bikurim passed in that Isur Ma'isas Ma'aseh Sheni, a dove Ma'aseh Sheni begvulin is potter min achala. Now we explained why would a dove Ma'aseh Sheni be potter from chala outside of Yerushalayim? We said because it's mamin gavaya, and mamin gavaya is potter from chala. It's not a misay seichin. So if it's mamin gavaya, it's not a misay seichin. The kabechi of chala, lechayre, it's not either shol of yiridachas. It's shol gavaya. So it shouldn't have a din of being yigones. So where would the halacha of Ma'aseh Sheni being nignaz, according to the Rambam? It would be lechayr, only in the case of the maskana segemar that we have, that you brought the pears up to Yerushalayim, and it was nafal the mechitzes. So over there, batzim, it should be burnt together with shol of yirnidachas, and you can't burn it because of the kedusha that's chal in it, and therefore it's nignaz. So the Rambam should have been mefarish. The mechaschinach is also ma'ir on the Rambam. That's a shtikal shver. Why the Rambam did not be mefarish the case of where it applies the din of Ma'aseh Sheni that it's Nignaz. L'chayel, maskanas ha-gemara, the case that Ma'aseh Sheni is Nignaz is only Peres of Ir Nidachas that went up to Yerushalayim and the Mechitzas fell down, which right now it's considered Sholol, not Yerushalayim, it's considered the Sholol of Ir Nidachas, and either the Tumah Alchemy said before, either because Chazal said that Kaltum Mechitzai, so therefore it's like Sholol that's not Nikbots in L'Seicha, or that it doesn't have a Shem, still has a Shem Shol Yerushalayim, that the din is, that'll be Nignaz, and there's not going to be Nisraf. But otherwise, L'chayr should be able to be Nechal. Shol Ma'aseh Sheni, that's out of Yerushalayim, is Mamin Gavaya. It's not going to have a din Bechlal of Shol Nidachas. Let's move on now to the next sugya on the Amid. The Gemara brings that Kisvi HaKodesh Yigonzu. Kisvi HaKodesh of Anir Nidachas, you have to go ahead and be going as it. You have to hide it, put it away. You can't burn it, but avad it still also ba no. The Gemara says that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar. The Sanya Gemara means a brayso of Elazar. Aymer kol ir sheyesh ba fil mezuzah achas, a half leiv a fellow de kazach. According to Rabbi Elazar, any city that has even one mezuzah ain on nasas ir nidachas, cannot have a din of ir nidachas, even if the roiv of the city will be oivin avaydah zara. But if there's one mezuzah, that's matzel the whole city. You have to burn the city and all the shalol. Wherever there's a mezuzah, you can't burn it. It says you can't destroy Kisvi HaKodesh, Hashem's name. In mezuzah, it's written Hashem's name, it's written as Goreis. You're not allowed to do what we do to all the other Avodah Zarahs, the Avadatam and Shemam in Amokim Ahu. That's all the other Avodah Zarahs we destroy. But Leisasin Kein Hashem Lekechem is a lav. You're not allowed to obliterate the Shem Hashem. And since the mezuzah has the Shem Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Goris, it's not possible to burn the mezuzah. Leisasin Kein. So since you can't burn the mezuzah, you can't mekayim the din of Kol Shlola. And Mimela does not have a din of an ear hanidachas. Rashi's moisif an extra line. Rashi says that the reason why it can't have a din of an ear nidachas is because a mezuzah is not shlola. Vanan bu'inan shlola. You need that it should be the booty, the shlola, the possessions of an ear nidachas that belong to the individuals that were Avid Azara. Veleka, why? Dahai shol shamayim hu. The mezuzah is shol shamayim. Over here, this Rashi is a pelim. Kveger, Shash, Ochaner, Old Achreinim, Amoir in the Lashon Rashi. That if it's not Bechlal Shlola, it's first of all, it's Shver Rashi, why is he needed another reason for Shlol Shemaim? The Gemara says the reason. The Gemara says the reason why it doesn't become an Irni Dachas is because he can't burn the mezuzah because of the law of Leisasun. Kein Lashem Lekechem. Why does Rashi have to say? Because Shlol Shemaim. But further, Be'emes, it's even much more Shver. Because if you say that the mezuzah is not Nichlal and Shlola, it's not called the Shol of Ir Nidachas, it's Shol Shemayim, so then there's no Chiyav Sreifa on it. If there's no Chiyav Sreifa, so you can mekayim the mitzvah Sreifa of Kol Shlola with all the other Nechosim. And Mimela, why isn't there a din of Ir Nidachas? Just like nechasim acherim that are mufkadim b'soicha, other nechasim that happen to be in Ir Nidachas are not nisraf for the Ir Nidachas, or kachi shemayim is not nisraf for the Ir Nidachas, and still the fact that you don't burn other nechasim that are in the Ir Nidachas, or karbanis, or kachi shemayim, doesn't take away the din of an Ir Nidachas. It's not matzil, it's not called shlola. The Torah says to burn kol shlola, shlola whatever is your shlola. Whatever shlal shemayim is not nichlal in the din HaTorah, and Mamela could have a din of Ir Nidachas. So too if there's a mezuzah here. So you can't burn the mezuzah. Ein hachanami. But you should still be able to be burned the rest of the sholol of the Ir HaNidachas. Now Be'emes, the Ochaner is mefarish in Rashi, that the Rashi is going the shita of the Rabbanon. And Rashi is saying, Faked, Rashi is explaining the Rabbanon who argued Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanon hold even though there's a mezuzah, it could become an Ir Nidachas. Why? That's Guva Rashi telling us. The straight from mezuzah is not ma'akev din of Ir Nidachas. Because we dash in shlol l'shlal shamayim. The mezuzah is shlal shamayim. It's not nichlal din of straight for shlol. So Mele could have a din of Ir Nidachas. But if he's there, it comes out of Dov HaChodosh. If you learn that way, Pshat and Rashi, no, it's not mashmalik that Rashi is being mefarish to Rabbanon. It's mashmalik Rashi being mefarish to Rabbi Elazar. But even if you say that the hisof of shlal shamayim is a beer, why, according to Rabbanon, it could have a din of Ir Nidachas? Because the fact that you're not going to burn the mezuzah, it does not take away from the kiyam of the Sreifas Kol HaSholol. But what are you going to say, Pshat and Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar, you're going to have to say, if he's there, that he argues in the drush of Sholol Shamayim. And since it's not Nismai Sholol Gavoya, Mimele Mezuzah is Bechlal, the Sholol of Ir Nidachas, and it requires Sreifa together with all the other Sholol, with all the other Nechasim, everything else that's in the city. And since you can't burn it, so therefore it doesn't become an Ir Nidachas. It's a Dova Chodesh, a Chiddush to say, the Kuntra Belozer, that he argues in Gansin on a din of Shlal Leishal Shemayim. But the Rishash and others have a different way of being Miyash of this. The Geiris in Rashi, that over here it's Lav Shlal Shemayim. Punk Faker, the exact opposite. That Faker, Rashi is saying that Kisya Kodesh is not Shlal Shemayim. And still you can't burn it. Oh, Shkisi HaKodesh is not Shol Shemayim. It's not like a Hegdish. It's not a Korban. It's not something that has a Kedusha like in Magdashit. It's a piece of part of it. It has Kehelikait because it has Kedusha intrinsically. It's Kisi HaKodesh. But it's not something which is called Shol Shemayim. It doesn't belong to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's not something in Magdash to Hashem. And still you can't burn it. Oh, that's what Rabbi Elazar says, that since you can't burn the mezuzah together with all the other sholol, that's me'akim in the din of Ir Nidachas. You can't be me'kayim in the mitzvah sreifa of kol shlola. So therefore, it can't become an Ir Nidachas, even if it only has one mezuzah. But anything else which not included in sholol, for example, shlol shamayim mamish, for example, hegdish, is takenat me'akim in the din of sreifas Ir Nidachas. Lefi the way the Rishash learns the Rashi, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham is as follows. The Tanava Mishnah holds that whatever is possible to burn, you burn, and you mekayim the din of Sreifas Kol Shol. Kol Shol, Kol Shol means whatever is possible to burn. Even though you can't burn the mezuzah because Leisasin Kel Hashem Lekechem, and it's not Shlol Shemayim, still it's not Ma'akim din Ir Nidachas. Hechad Lo Yevsha Lo Yevsha. As I state in Yad Ramah, also clearly that's the Rabbanan of the Mishnah that hold that you can't burn the mezuzah, so you burn everything else. You burn everything else. You mekayim the mitzvah of as kol shlola tisrei beish. You mekayim that mitzvah of as harafta beish seir as kol shlola kolu. Rabbi Elazar argues, and Rabbi Elazar holds that since you can't mekayim lemaisa burning everything in the city, because the mezuzah taka can't be burnt, even though it's not shol shemayim. And you can't mekayim mitzvah sreifa because the law of leisasin kein l'shem lekechem. So mele it's chaser in the din of kolel tia of kolel of gas kol shlola kolel. And mele that's why it does not have a din of Ir HaNidachas. So it's not a machlekes way the Aruch HaNer wanted to learn that whether or not you dash in shlola shemayim shlola v'loy shlola shemayim. Everybody agrees that shlola shemayim is not burnt and it's not ma'akav and didn't Ir Nidachas. The machlekes, and everybody agrees also mezuzah is taken not shlola shemayim. The machlekes is that you can't burn a mezuzah, is that a ma'akav in the chalos didn't Ir Nidachas or not? But I'll call upon him, you were to ask, why can't you taka burn the mezuzah? The answer is, I think Gemara says, because it says leisasin kein l'shem lekecha. Frekter v'kiveger, so you do it to kekasha, kiveger meschinach, they ask that what's chanting Gemara? Why don't you say asay dechalos asay? There's asay to be seiref all the shol of the Ir Nidachas. Says the sarafta boeish esoir ves kol shlola kol. The mitzvah asay doiraisa. There's a klal Asay is deicha loy sasay. That should be deicha the lav of loy sasun. Why did you say that? Say deicha loy sasay. You say the reason why kisvi akodesh is yigones because rabbanu mivatel mitzvah shreifels kvei shemayim. That's to see true most of it akodesh yirokim by sheni yigones. But shver kortcha belozer. Why can't have it in v'ni dachas? Say is deicha loy sasay. If it's ma'akim in v'ni dachas, it's also bitul dasay. Let asay be deicha the lav. So here we find many different answers in the Achronim. Very interesting answers. Some of Kipshutei, the Achronim, wants to first say that there's another Asay here. There's Asay, it says, V'ibartem es Shemom. That's the Avodah Zorah. V'idashin Shemom v'lishem Shemayim. So it's a lav of Bomechlal Asay. A lav of Bomechlal Asay is an Asay. So besides the lav of Lysasun, to destroy the Shem Hashem, there's also a Kiyam Asay in not destroying the Shem Hashem. So the say of Visaraftos, Boesh, Sayyir, Veskol Shlolo, the say of burning all the shol of Yerni Dachas, is not going to be Doicha, a Lois Asay Vasay. The klal is, Ein Asay Doicha, Lois Asay Vasay. Sanhedrin Kitana, and other Achrenim say, there's an Asay of Ahaftos Hashem Lekecha, you can't be Moichin Hashem Shemayim, that's included in Avas Hashem. Again, that would be the Pshat, that Ein Asay Doicha, Lois Asay Vasay. Others say, that the strafe of mezuzah, yaver not different. Asay ves es Hashem lekecha tira. It's not any worse than be mazke shem shemayim levatola. If you mazke shem shemayim levatola, yaver nasei. So if you burn the mezuzah, you also yaver nasei. All these terutzim are going with one gang, with one mahalach. That even though asay is dechalois asay, but ain't asay dechalois asay vasay. So the asay of viserafta voesha. So here ves kol shlola kol the asay to burn. Everything in the Yerni Dachas is not going to be doicha a lois asei vasei of burning the azkaris in the mezuzah. And once you can't mekayim the asei, so mil is no din of Yerni Dachas. The Michas Chinuch says Rashi is coming to miyashiv this. Rashi is saying, why did you say asei doicha lois asei? Therefore, Rashi said that it's shlal shomayim. So since you can't burn it because of the lav, so that's why it's called shlal shomayim. So it's not included in sreif mikra adin. So there's no asei taka to be burned. In other words, you can't say asei dechaleis asei unless it's an asei. If it's shlal shemayim, so there is no asei because it's not what you're supposed to burn. But the chayr that would answer the kasha of why asei is not dechaleis asei. But hagufa kasha, like we asked earlier, if it's really shlal shemayim, so then why is it ma'akev and din chaleis din ir nidachas? So you're answering one kasha, but you're making shvei the other kasha. You're taka answering that wanting to say asei dechaleis asei. Teretz is no asei to burn it. Why? Because it's shlal shemayim. So now it's not Shvei Asei Dechaleis Asei. But even if it's not Shvei Asei Dechaleis Asei, so why is it Ma'akev and Din Ir Nidachas? It's Shal Shomayim, it doesn't require Sreifa Bechlal. So here we have the second Ma'al we find in the Aruch Haner. The Aruch Haner is Miyashiv everything, but it's a Chiddush. The Aruch Haner wants to say as follows, that really we would say Asei Dechaleis Asei, and we would taka burn a mezuzah. Why taka don't you? So similar to what the Minchas Chinuch says, that the reason why you don't burn the mezuzah is because the mezuzah is shlal shemayim. And shlal shemayim you can't burn. That's what Rashi means to say. Also, like the Minchas Chinuch says, that asay is not deicha the leis asay of leisas and kain, because there's no asay here. The asay is only to burn, it's called shlola, and this is shlal shemayim, mezuzah shlal shemayim, so maybe there's no asay. Oh, and therefore, you asked me a kasha, so then it shouldn't be ma'akev and din irni dachas, because the reason why you don't burn it is because it's not shlol shemayim, it's not shlola, it's not included in the asay. Why should it be ma'akev in the din irni dachas? Why is it any different than the old kachim? The teretz is enichanami. Okay, that's the sheet of the rabbanon. It's not ma'akev and din irni dachas. So what does Rabbi Lezer hold? And now, first, Achleir originally said Rabbi Lezer maybe argues in the drasha of shlola shol shemayim, and now he wants to say in Seif Dvar, he says no. Rav Lazar also agrees Yidashin Shalov Shal Shemayim. But that's only, what it means is that when you mekayim the din of Kol Shalola, that everything is Shalola and not Shal Shemayim, then it's a sky that didn't hear Nidachas. But if there's a mezuzah, which is Taka Shal Shemayim, and Shal Shemayim Taka is not Nichlal and Shalola, it's not Shalola, it's not Mechuy Yisrefa. But if there is something here that is not able to be burnt because it's shlal shemayim, so then it was not niskayim the din of kol shlala tisrei. So mele taka does not have a din of ir nidachas. It means Rav Loza argues and says that if for whatever reason you can't mikayim kol shlala because there is something here that's not shlala, shlal shemayim, so it's not niskayim the din ir nidachas. You need kol shlala kipshuta. You have to taka burn everything. It's taka not shlala, but that itself is ma'akev in the chaleis din ir nidachas. That's a gevaldik chiddush. The pashas you would say that if it's kol shlala klal shemayim. It's not shlolo, so it's not nichlal in the say of kol shlolo, and mele it's not ma'akim din inri dachas either. But he's saying kol shavalozer that's ma'akim din chalois din inri dachas because you have to be kind kol shlolo kipshuta. It has to be that everything is shlolo and there is no shlal shemayim. If everything is shlolo and there's no shlal shemayim, then it's in skaim din inri dachas. But if there's even one mezuzah achas which is shlal shemayim, so it's not kol shlolo. So if there's no kol shlolo here, then it's taka not going to be burnt, and there's no kiyum of the din of as called shlolo sarat beish, and there is no din of irni dachas. Ah, chiddush, such a pshat. Once we're mentioning and we're learning the sugya of Rabbi Lazar's din that one mezuzah is matzah lahol irni dachas, it's kedai to mention the heilige vert of the mesha chochma in the end of Parshas Ekev. The mesha chochma is ma'irir on the pasuk that's in the parasha that says uchsav tom al mezuzah is beisecha uvishorecha. He asks that the entire parasha of Vayim Shemaya is Beloshin Rabin. So why did the Torah write this last pasuk of Tzivui on a mezuzah in a Loshin Yochid? It should have been Chsav Tom al mezuzah beischem b'sharechem. It should have been a Loshin Rabin, not a Loshin Yochid. So the Meshech Chochma says a pella. He says that the Torah is being meramez this din of Rabbi Lazar that an ear sheyesh from mezuzah achas is not nasis ear nidachas, because ear nidachas is a sayif and minim avad b'dinei shemayim according to one gears in the Mishnah is elam chelik elam haba. And here comes one yochid who has a mezuzah and he's kaveid al mezuzah is beisai uchsav tom al mezuzah is beisecha loshin yochid. One mezuzah, one bias is matzah the whole city b'dinei adam and b'dinei shemayim and chelik elam haba. That's why it says Loshen Uchsav Tom Loshen Yochid. And the end of it, it says Laman Yirbu Yemeichem Loshen Rabim, because the Rabim give me Nitzel Avur the Schus of the Yochid. Now this in itself, that's Adkan Divrei Yamesha Chochma. L'chayra, what's the taka? It's a Dover Pella, such a thing that a Yochid should be Matzel a whole Tzibur. What's the Avon in this? So I heard that maybe we can explain this with two Akdamas. There's another pirish in why a mezuzah was nichtava was written loshen yochid, because the Ben Yehuda writes in Shari Tshuv and Shari Gimel, Ois Chav Beis, that a mitzvah's tefillah and a mitzvah's mezuzah are in bichlal kabbal's omalcha shemayim. That's why it's nichtav. That's why it's written the parsha Shema Yisrael, because tefillah and a mezuzah are kabbal's omalcha shemayim. The Bemis, it's the Ben Yehuda himself says it in brachas naftes vav, and that thing where Rabbi Yechonon writes on the kabbal of omalcha shemayim shleima. Somebody wants the mekabel himself a perfect oil malchus shemayim, yaniach tefillin, should put on tefillin, v'yikra krishma. So Rabbi Yehuda says, tam hadover. The reason for this is neshe b'tefillin shebereish, with tefillin on your head, adam mishabed lebayri yisparach es haneshama shibimayach. A person's mishabed to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person subjugates and gives as his servitude of your neshama to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The neshama is in your mayach. This is what we say in the tefillah shen yichud. Every person before he puts on tefillin, the tefillah to say that you mishabed neshama shem mayachi. And he says of a tefillin shem ezraya, with the tefillin you put on your arm, adam mishabed gufay. You mishabed your guf, which is represents all the taivas haguf. And that's why he says nekach tzivu lahasim oisam kenegin alev. That's why he put the tefillin opposite the heart. Shalev ikra taivas v'machshavis. That's where the main place of the tithes of machshavas are. Is that yazgir sabayri v'yimayit hanoisav, and with that, with the fact that you put on tefillin shal yad, you remember the Rebbeinu Shalom to mishabed or yekeches haguf to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the tefillin shal roish and the tefillin shal yad, which is a form of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim on the neshama and the guf. Says Rebbeinu Yaina uv mezuzah mishabed adam mimaynai. With a mezuzah, a person's mishabed not only his keiches of his neshama, his keiches of his guf, but he's also mishabed his money. What? Maybe that's the pshat why the mezuzah is written, the parasha of mezuzah is written b'loshen yochid, even in the second parasha of Krishma. Because we all know that the Gaon says that the parasha shein is b'loshen yochid, because a yochid can be oyev Hashem, v'chol avavoy, v'chol nafshei, v'chol ma'idoy, with his whole lev, shnei yitzorim, with his whole nefesh, afil neitel nafshecha, v'chol ma'idoy, which means Bechol Mimayna, according to one pshat Nigmar and Brachis. Mashen came, the second parsha of Kriyashma was written Baloshin Rabim, because by a Rabim it's not Motsui that should be Eivet Hashem, Mechol Ma'idchem, says the Gain. Mechol Levavchem, yes, a Rabim, with the Gansa hearts, and Mechol Nafshechem, Mesirus Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, But b'chol ma'idchem, to give away all material possessions and live a life only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that money is not important, that's difficult for Reiv HaTzibur. And since a mezuzah, the yisoid of mezuzah is the meshab b'mayin, like Rabbeinu Yoina says, so therefore the mezuzah chelik was written b'loshen yachid. It's in the second parsha because it's mitzvahs, but it's written b'loshen yachid because usually it's not common to find a rabbin that you meshabed all their money to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The fees there, that's another reason why mezuzah was written b'loshen yachid in the second parsha. Because yachid is meshabed b'mayin. But agav, we see the greatness of the mile of the kima mezuzah. That's a simon that yo'ev Hashem b'chol ma'ida, you're a tzadik gomor. So bazoi, with one more akdom, we can answer our original kasha. The Gemara says in Brachos and Naflam and Gimel on the pasuk, also in Parshas Ekev, Mo Hashem lekecha shel mi'imoch kim liyiros Hashem lekecha. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, and Moshe says to the Klal Yisrael, what is Hashem asking from you? Just yira. The Gemara asks, v'chi yira milsa zutrasi? Is yira shemayim such a simple thing that you say, Ve'ato Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Mo Hashem lekecha shel mi'imoch? What already is Hashem asking from you? Just yira shemayim? And the Gemara answers in, yes. Legabi Moshe milsa zutrasi. Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Now all the Achrayim ask that the Torah was given to Gans Klal Yisrael. Legabi Gans Klal Yisrael, it's not a milsa zutrasa. It's not a small achievement, yira shemayim. So even though legabi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small achievement, how does it help legabi Klal Yisrael? So what was the teretz to the kasha? The kasha was that yira shemayim is not a milsa zutrasi. It's not a small accomplishment. It's not the ati Yisrael mo Hashem lekecha. What is Hashem already asking? It's a great thing to ask yira shemayim. The answer was, to Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy. Fine, but what about all of Klal Yisrael? So the Dumna Magid brings Rishayim the Goin that when a person, when Klal Yisrael, whoever was near a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's mashpia and his all immediate surroundings, and therefore it remains a milsa zutrasi for everybody. Like the famous Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, and Tanchuma, and Pashma Midbar, that Moshe and Aaron and Bonav were near the Degel of Machane Yehuda. The Medrash says, Tevla Tzadik, Tevla Shechenai, just since they were the Shechenim of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Isaac and Torah, they became Gedolim and Torah, and Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shechenai. So we see that a Tzadik can mashpia all around him. So Lefi Zeh, he put the two together, that somebody, a city, of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they become near Nidachas, right over the city of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But there's one Yid that has a mezuzah. Now mezuzah means that he's Meshab M'mayinai to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It means that Tzadik Gomor. He's Oyves Hashem B'chol Ma'odai. Now he's Isaac B'Tayre, Mashpianis, and also, like we saw from the Dumna Magid, that even one tzaddik could be Mashpia and everybody around him to be Chayzer, so that's why it does not have a din, doesn't become near any dachas. So the lesson, the remez is that even one tzaddik that puts a mezuzah al pischoy, and he's Meshabed, his Mamayna la Kodesh Baruch Hu, which what mezuzah represents, is able to yematzel a whole city from becoming Oyv the Avodah Zarah and becoming Yerni Dachas. Now, Avada, that's in Musar, Avada in Din also, Lamaisa, even he was not matzel, but still in Din he's going to matzel the city. But it's a remez to the Inyan of what it means to have even one mezuzah in a shtot that he matzel against a shtot. In the next sugya, the Gemara brings on the Machlaikis in the Mishnah, Legabi, once you destroy the Yerni Dachas, are you allowed to ever rebuild it? So the Mishnah says, V'haysa tel oilam, it has to be a ruin forever. Leisasa ganis afardes in divar b'yis aglili. You can't even rebuild it to make it into gardens or orchards. And Rebbe Kiva Ymer, Leisivna oid likamais shahaysa. You can't rebuild it to what it was originally. Einaniv, that can't be rebuilt. Avonasis y ganis afardes, but you could make it into gardens and orchards. And the Gemara explains that they argue in what the word oid means. According to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, oid is legamri mashma, completely. And Rabbi Kiva holds oid means lekamasha haisa, to what it was originally. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva, that it's takin nasis ganes ufardesin. You can make out of it gardens and orchards. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafsa Mechei points out a very interesting thing. He says, lechayra, what is it called rebuilding? Does rebuilding mean building even one house? Or does rebuilding mean a lot more than that? See, he brings from the Sefer Mishnah Chachamim that even though the Lashon Mishnah is Lo Yistibana K'may Shehoysa, it like it was originally, it doesn't mean you have to rebuild entire city in order to be over. Any houses that you build are going to be over. you're going to get Malkus and be able to love if you be buying a batim, even if you didn't build it exactly the way it was before. But says the Minchas Chinuch that al kopanim harbe batim bu'inon, you need a lot of houses, that it should be considered, should be called an ear. He says it ain't svar, it's not a svara, that with one bias or more you should be over. But he says that Rabbi Seinu lebir olonu shira binyan, v'tzarachin ad yove v'yarenu. L'maisa, it's not clear, not in the Gemara, and not in the Rishonim, of what exactly the shir is. Obviously, he's saying one house, you're not going to be over. One or two houses, you're not going to be over. If you rebuild it the way it was originally, avad yeh going to be over. He says that if you build it back to have on it a shame ear, then it already is also be over the Isser. Now, that's the Isser lav to be to rebuild it. What happens if somebody takes over the lav and somebody builds a city? Is there an Isser to dwell in the city? Do you have to now destroy the city and burn it? To mekayim v'hoisa te'loilam? Or not? So again, the Minchas Chinuch brings b'shem the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, who brings b'shem the Sefer Megillah Sefer, that if somebody was over a baina, the Yerni Dachas, you're not allowed to live in there. Because he says, because Komos Dom Rachman le'savid yob le'mani. Then he's doicha that. He says, that's only shayach. If the whole thing will be bottled because of le'savid, it'll be osir. Like in case of Tamura, but to use it doesn't apply. So he says, but Lamaisa, the reason you would have to anyway destroy it. Because it's Vaiter Nase. Nase is to Vaisa Tel Oilam. So Zokti Minchas Chinuch, that if somebody rebuilt it, it's also to live there. It's a mitzvah to Mehiris it, to be Seirif it, to Mekayin Vaisa Tel Oilam, which Allah Mamachal Ase. Now the Minchas Chinuch is talking about an Ir Nidachas, which is the subject of our Sugya and the Mishnah. What about the Gabi Yerichai, which the Gemara is going to discuss afterwards? Is the Yerichai also have the same halacha or not? Kumi by Yerichai, it just says, Uvana so'ira zayis, the klola will come to somebody who rebuilds the city. Maybe the whole Isser is only Levnaisa, to build it. But once somebody already was over that and was built it, maybe there's no chiv to be maharisit and to be seirifit, to break it down and to destroy it. Bemis, you have another shiloh also in the case of, let's say somebody rebuilt it, and then it was destroyed a second time. So l'chayra, fidah minchas chinuch by irni dachas, you vaita would have to go and destroy it. Also lachal of noisa, it says leisibana oid. The meshachoch mataka speaks it out clearly in parshas re'eh like that. But the meshachoch wants a time that yiricha would be different. Yiricha, if it was rebuilt and then it was nechrav, then it's mutter to rebuild it again. That's not so clear because l'chayra maybe yiricha also is also of noisa. The whole nafkamim between Yericha and Irni Dachas is the Gabi if there's a chiv to go ahead and break it down when you're over a bona. By Irni Dachas is a chiv, Yericha there's no chiv. But it doesn't mean that it's mutter. It's not mutter to build it. It's just not a chiv to be hiris, to be seirif, it could be. Yesh layim. The Gemara continues and speaks about Yericha itself, and the Gemara says that Yericha can't be called Ir Acheres Hashem Yericha or Yericha Hashem Ir Acheres. You can't rebuild Yericha. Lo Yerichai al Shem Yeracheres, Lo Yeracheres al Shem Yerichai. And the Gemara brings the old Maisa with Chil that rebuilt it, and children with Nifter like the Kiyum of the Klala. Maisa in the Tesefta, in Perek Yedaled, it's brought down by Shem Shimon Elazar that Mishen Nivnasa. Once Yerichai was rebuilt, it's Hutra Leishibah. It's wanted to live there. It's Yerushalmi like that. And then Pnei Moshe says the Pshat is because the Yeshua did not make a Shvu. Yeshua just made a Shvu that he can't rebuild it. He didn't say he can't live there. That's L'Cher, Pasha is going on anything, on either Yerichai, that's Al-Shem Yeracheres, or Yeracheres, Al-Shem Yerichai. Even though the other Acherim, Shiara Karbin, says Al-Shem Yeshem Farshim, it's only the Gabi Yeracheres, and Nikol Shem Yerichai. But Yerichai itself, maybe it's also even after it was already built. Like we said before, the Meshach Chachma says that even Yerichai itself, after it was rebuilt, if somebody was over and built it, it's mutter to live there. There's no Isser to live there. The Radak says clearly, the only Isser is to build Yerichai. But once it's rebuilt, somebody is over and rebuilds Yerichai, it's mutter to live there. The Isser to rebuild Yerichai, the Nevuchim, the Radak brings between the Nevuchim, is because it should be the Maifes, the miracle that happened, that it fell in, should always be Kayim. Anybody who sees the Chayma, that's Shkua Baretz, that's sunk into the ground, Shalek and Echateva, will know that that's not the normal way of a building or wall that gets destroyed. It obviously was Nishgal Deines, so the Rebbein Shem wanted it should remain. But once you rebuild it, to say you can't live there, there's no Isser to live there. This is the rebuilding. It should stay the way it is. That's the Svar of Yericha. That's the time of the Krav. But that's the Isser of rebuilding the Yericha, the city of Yericha. The Gemara continues with the whole Maisa, how Chil rebuilt Yericha, and he lost his children one after the other. He should have learned from Aviram. His first child died, and Siguv Tziroi. He's Mekabre V'Hoyle from Aviram at Siguv. The Gemara says that Achav was Sheshvine Hava, also Iuv Elio L'Mishal B'Shloima. Achav and Elio came to be Shel B'Shloim Chiel. Achav was a friend of Chiel, and they came together. And Yushalmi in Sanhedrin, over here in Perik Yud Alocha Beis, asks, what was the Shaychus? Why did Elio go to Chiel? Well, Achav, I understand why he went to Chiel. He went because he was Sheshvina Hava. What was Elio doing there? So the Yishalmi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Elio that Chiel is a Gavar Rabba. Leich laharis lefon ovo lenachme. Go down and appear to him and mimenachem him. And the Korbanedah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medea to Elio that Chiel was really only a Shaygig. He was a Shaygig. He didn't maybe know the Halach. He didn't do it. He wasn't Memezid. And therefore it's right to go to him and mimenachem him. The Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Avos Chesed, Perek Gimel, says all mitzvahs gemilas chasodim are noeg on all people, all Klal Yisrael. And even if he was piker, even if he's a mafkir himself in one of the mitzvahs of Teovain, in other words, he was over in achas mina mitzvahs of Teovain, he's still nichlal in the framework of Klal Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to merachem on him, and the mitzvah gemilas chasodim applies. Even though in Yerideh and Simrei Shnun Aleph it says clearly that somebody who's over averes of Teovain, to do tovus to him, but the bischa tshuva and others, the place can bring Mishen B'char Shor and others many tshuvas that say that l'tei avayin you are mechuyev lach yosei. It's machlokes rishonim and ladina. We're machmer that you have to be do gemilas chasadim even with somebody who is doing averes l'tei avayin. And the Gro Taka says of the Shulchan Aruch that ikas kishitza tovus. The fizeh, it could be that Chiel, you don't have to say it to Korban Eidah. It could be that Chiel Bemis was amazed. And he did it on purpose, but he wasn't mechaven lahachis. He was only l'teyavin. So since it's l'teyavin, so there's still mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, and therefore the Rebbein Shem told Elio that there's still a mitzvah l'nachamay. Now, even if you don't say like this, even say like this, the din ikad din ashulchan aruch that there's no mitzvah, but there's no iser. Maybe if you say that there's no mitzvah, but there's no iser, so then that would explain faket. That would be even more geshmak to learn like that, because then we could understand why Elio originally didn't want to go. Elio didn't want to go because there's no mitzvah. But Kodesh Baruch Hu told him there's still a mitzvah. Chiel is a gavur rabba. So either the pshat is still mamish a mitzvah because the teyavin, or even there's no mitzvah but there's no iser. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to go to Shel B'Shloimei. That's why Elio went. When Elio met together with Achav, together by Chiel, so here came a very famous discussion that Achav said that the reason why this happened, well, at least Elio pointed out, the reason why it happened is because of the curse, the klola of Yeshua, and that's why it happened to Chiel, all that happened to him. So Achav said to Moshe, to Elio Anavi, that look, Hashel v'tosin the Moshe l'kumakayma. Moshe Rabbeinu said, v'sartim avartim l'him acher, v'chora af Hashem v'chem, v'otzar as Hashemayim. The klola of Moshe Rabbeinu was not Niskayim, and the klola of the Talmud was yes Niskayim, of Yeshua was yes Niskayim. So that's what caused Elio to get very upset, and he said, Chai Hashem l'kei Yisrael v'yeh talamotah. So he asked Rachmanes, and they gave him the keys to Motar, and he taka davin, and there was taka a rov. And the Mefarshim are bothered, first of all, why taka was like that? Why taka wasn't in Niskayim? The klola of Moshe Rabbeinu. Taket says, "What's this Hashemayim?" So why didn't it happen? Some Achrayim learn that the klola of not having any rain affects the entire world. And over here, only Achav himself was chayte. So why should the world? Why should the whole island be nanash because of Achav? Mashenkin, the klola of Yeshua was whoever is going to rebuild Yericho, he's gonna be b'chayri as den of tzirus, and the last little bit will die by the tzira. All your hits of the laseh, all your children will die. B'chayri yosto, the secret tzira hits of the laseh, and that was the klola. So therefore, the klola came to being, but the klola of Moshe Rabbeinu is only if the whole world is oivin al him acherim. Others say the precious drachim has a different aura. He says that how did it help? What did Elio do? So Elio told Achav, he's so upset. So he davened to the Rebbein Shem, given the mafteach of the Geshamim, and he caused it should not rain. So nice if I can. Not so much. Achel have much darker kasha. Achel will say, look, levota the Moshe, the klola Moshe was not in the sky. Only Elio was talmid. If Mamish came later, Deiris, then all of a sudden it's in the sky. So how would it fend for the kasha that Achav had? Achav had a kasha that Hakam Moshe Rabbeinu's words were not in the sky. So they weren't in the sky. Now Elio and Navi enforced it. So Elio and Navi's words were in the sky. But possibly we can answer, because the Iyun Yankim over here says to answer the first kasha we asked, why wasn't it in the sky that Sirus Hamotrim, the Klol of Moshe Rabbeinu, Taka, why didn't it happen? So the Iyun Yankim says because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Blush and Shavua. Moshe Rabbeinu said that's what's going to happen. But he didn't say Blush and Shavua, so I guess the Serachim could stick in and not necessarily have to come to fruition. Yeshua said, Vayeshav Yeshua, Vayesi. So therefore, Vade was Nenish right away. And Elio also was showed Achav that if a Navi is Nishba, Kodesh Baruch is not Marach Apoy. He himself was a Navi, so he was Nishba to take away the reins, and it was in Skyim the Klola, his Klola. It was in the Skyim the Klola of Yeshua, in the Skyim the Klola of Elio. Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, the only reason why it didn't happen is because he wasn't Nishba. But don't think, don't be Mahar Chas V'Sholim after the Rav, after Moshe Rabbeinu. No, just one or two more Oris in the remaining Gemara. The Gemara says that they brought the flesh made Tabachi de Achav from the butcher shop of Achav. It's good. It's not a sugi of here. It's sugi in Chulin that it was mutter to eat that basar either because of Ravanan's din that it's mutter lechem from a shechit of Yisrael Mumar, or maybe it was alpia dibur and or came from a shechit zevadi. Maybe there's a heter for that basar. Now it's very interesting. Also, the Gemara says another smaller aris. The Gemara says that there were three mafteches and one of the mafteches is shalchaya. So there's a tais in Nida and after Zion says that there's no malach that's a muna on Leda. The malach is not a muna on Leda. But there's a malach that's a muna on Heroyin. But Tais Rosh says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Heroyin Leisha also. And the only malach is only misasik in it afterwards. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoshev a Sefer of Yosein, Shal Yisrael, Mosetovit Tipa, Shatzadik Neitzer Menah. So you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is directly misasik in that also. You know, everything is Ashkoch as Hashem, but there's a special Yuchadik Ashkoch in that. It says the Gemara towards the end says the Dorish of Yosef Tzipori, Abba Elio, Abba Elio is Chavivi Gdoili, says Abba Elio, Captain. I'm going to give him a base. Captain Abba. He was angry at Achav. He said, Chai Hashem, Yeshonim Eilu Talam Motor. He's a Captain. The Chavetz Chaim, in Echsel Shnora, and Klal Dalit is Mechir from over here that you're allowed to say in a person that he's a Captain. If you know that you would say Befonov. Because over here, how can you say that Elio was a Captain? The Vaisecha is that it's not something that's usher to say, something that's mutter to say, because that was his derech and avodas Hashem. So you could say that he was a captain. But avadi, you have to really be miyashev. You can't just go ahead and call somebody a captain. Maybe you'll cause it to end up being lashnara on somebody. But otherwise, that's him saying that a person a captain is not a taina. Really, there's a shtickle from Rishos Salantin or Yisrael that on the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara in Tainis says that when it speaks about the Mida Mavral Midoisa, it says, Shum Meiser Veloz Sherol Fnei Ateva. He said, Chav Dalet Broches Leinene. And Rav Kiva went afterwards and said, Avinu Malkeinu in Lono Melech Elaoto, Avinu Malkeinu Rachem Aleinu. And the Yarduk Shav, the Shav came down. And the Rabbanu Mimiranin, they said, well, Rav Kiva is bigger than Rav Elezer, Rav Elezer is the Rebbe, Rav Kiva is the Talmud, really. So how could it be that Rav Kiva was Nene? So Baskel came out and said, Leim Neshe Zeh Godel Mizeh, El Shezeh Mavral Midoisa, Zeh Inu Mavral Midoisa. So Rabbi Kiva was Nene, not Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Kiva is Mavel Midoisav. So Rabbi Saul Slanta asks that this Mida Mavel Midoisav is enough to make the Milo Rabbi Kiva more than Rabbi Lezer. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? It's enough to make the Mida Mavel Midoisav alone is enough to make it better. So what does that mean? It says that the Chofetz Chaim is saying that to say somebody's a captain is okay. Because you see, the Gemara says, Elio is captain, Havi. And the Gemara says also, Misham is a captain. What do you mean? The captain is the difference between being a captain and being Marvel Midoisav is a world of a difference. Rikiva was Nene, and Elias was not Nene, just because he was Marvel Midoisav. So Mishal Santa says, he says that we find that Machlaik is between Basil and Mishamai. The Gemara brings Maisim in Naflamid, Meshabbos in Naflamid, of the Invesanusa Shel Hill and the Kaptanusa Shel Shammai. So Pashtus, the Velt understands, that means that Hill was much greater than Shammai. It's almost Meshubach to Midas HaNova. So therefore, it always be the Gemara itself here, as I says, it should be an Invasan Kehillah, not a captain Kishamite. Captain is a terrible thing. If you marvel me Daisav. Zokta Rishal Slanter, name. That's a mistake. So just like this Machlaik's Bisham Yisil, the Kulta Erkula, in all many different halachas, there was a Machlaik's in Darchi Avaida also. If there should be Misnaig and Midas HaNova, or the Gavi Kovadatari, you have to have Misnaig and Midas HaKapdonis. In each one, Misnaig HaPishitasai. So there's not, no Shaila. There's no shayla that Shammai held that the person should be snagging midas hanavi should be an onam. He was zichin onam. Shammai himself was a tzaddik. Shammai, and he'll also held sometimes in midas hakabdonis. But the shayla was in the derech avoda. What's the ikker? The ikker was like Hillel. The ikker was like Shammai. It's two drachim in avodas Hashem. Now the Chazal of other paskin like Hillel. They say just like paskin like Hillel in different halachas. He says oil in the odom inimus and kehillel by a captain kishamai. So if somebody wants him misnaig midas hakabdonis, he shouldn't be misnaig in the midas hakabdonis. It's like machlokes b'shamai still the gabit tzara servants. It's machlokes. So Ebazoi, that the Rebbe Eliezer was not marvel midaisov is because he was mitamid shamai. He held halachas like shamai. After misnaig midas hakabdonis the kavod ha'tayra. It wasn't because he was deficient in midas chas v'shalom chalila v'chas. That was his derech and avoda. That's why he wasn't marvel midaisov. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmid of Hillel, and he held, you have to be Misnaig, Midas HaNovas, that's why he was Mavra HaMidaisav. So that the Baskel came out and said that Rabbi Eliezer was not Nana, Rabbi Kiva was Nana, because Rabbi Kiva was Mavra HaMidaisav, not to say that Rabbi Kiva is much greater than Rabbi Eliezer. It's to say that the Anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world is Mida Keneged Mida. It's called Merachim Abriyas, Merachim Al Min HaShemayim. So Meli, you're coming to Mispalel on the Tzibur, to Mvakish Rachmim, the one who has that midah, Mavim Midaisav, is more Mesugal that his tefillah should be Nana. And therefore, when they were Mispalel for the rains, Rabbi Kiva, whose midah was Bederech Klalti, Mavim Midaisav, was Nana Min Hashemayim, Nida Keneged Midah. Rabbi Lazar, whose midah was Kederech Veshamai, even though Avadil gets Chari, Zoyis Ratzin Hashem Fishitase, it's no Shaila. But since in the end, the Maisi was not Mavim Midaisav, there's no Nida Keneged Midah to be over, to be Mavral Pishiat Tzibur. And therefore, he's not Nana. The Dovah Shchoshim Void is a very sadistic in Ashkafa that Rishon Slanta taught us. That it doesn't Chas V'Shalom mean that one is greater than the other in Kipshut like we would understand it. So it's just like the Machlekes Chazal, the Ismail Heter, is Machlekes in Darchi Avoida. And it's we, just like we say in Halacha, we would say Eilu Veil, Dirvel Kim Chayim, each one's going to Mekabel Schal according to what he held. Legabe Darchi Avoida also, everybody in Mekabel Schal. It's true, then Hogel and Maila, each one will be, you eat that whatever, if you do Ratzin Shemayim. So Ibazai, it's not that kapdonis is an erg is not a good thing. So it makes sense, L'chayra, what the Chavetz Chaim said, that you let it call somebody a captain. L'chayra, a captain means, it doesn't mean chas v'shalom the way we would understand a captain. If you call somebody a captain, then we would understand the regular captain, so then it's, we pass like Basil, you shouldn't do that. That's Lashon Hara. But if talking about the same way, you called Al-Yo a captain. Al-Yo was a captain, was completely the Shem Shemayim. That midas a kapdonis was not a chet chas v'shalom. He did it with a cheshbon. He knew what he was doing. He was doing it to Reivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Le'olam Ye'odam Invesan Gil is Eitz HaTayva. You should be knowing like Basil. That's the halacha. You should follow that. But if you have a cheshbon to be knowing with Erech Kabdon is the Kavod HaTorah like B'Shamay, you're not a Rasha. It's not Lashon Hara. So it's not Shver how you can be knowing like that. You have a cheshbon to be knowing like that. You're being Reivet Hashem. It's doing what's correct. It's Al Pi Derech Hashem. Neither one was godly than the other. You can't say that. It's not a Taina Nelio. So the Chavetz Chaim means that you call somebody a captain. The captain means he's being makbid and kvayet shemayim. He's being makbid and kvayet shemayim. He's doing with a cheshbon, so it's not lashon hara. Now, you have to be very careful how it's said in that oifen. It's not said in an oifen that it's really lashon hara. But that it should not be considered lashon hara is not a chiddush. Avad is not lashon hara. Shammai is otid. The Gemara says Shammai also was a captain. So you're going to say that it's chas v'shalom lashon hara and Shammai. Avad is not. Avad is not the Torah. That's not the pashat in the Gemara. So it's very geshmak. The Chavetz Chaim says, Taka, that you see from over here, that an Adam Shul captain, you could say it, L'chayr. Even though unless you say that Chavetz Chaim was also being Mechiach, that's his nature. Maybe his nature is a captain. But Avadi doesn't mean to say that you could say a person's a captain. We use it, a captain. A person is just Stam Makbid, Stam Netzavad, Zich Lashnar. It's not a Shaila. And one last Ha'ara is that the Gemara says, after Man Rishoyim, the Torah's ending where Man Rishoyim, Rabbi Yosef Ganvi. So he says in the Ramaz, Mefar Shach Mitari the Gemara, Man Rishoyim means you say the Anshir Nidachas is including the Pasuk Lidba Vyotchim and Mumin Acherim. It's going in that Pasuk. That's talking about the moment of Ir Nidachas, not the Gabi the Gufim of Ir Nidachas. Now the Gemara is Mechiyot, that it's talking about the Gabi the Ganovim that are going in the moment that don't belong to them. So too, any people that are Nenim and Acherim also called Ganvi. And one last thought, the Gemara says if somebody that Avoid Rishoyim Rina, Tzadik Niftim in Olam, in Rabbi Loilam, Shneva Tzadik Oven Ishtam Alev. And the Tzadik is Nesav, he says, the Rosh Baloilam is Harei Naf Baloilam. And Tzadik Baloilam, it's Arena Baloilam. It's a Gevaldik Azach. The Pele is that the Gemara, as we know, everybody knows the famous Gemara in Brochus, that Akob Edei Shemaim Chos Yir Shemaim. The Gemara Nida says, you guys have a Shemaim, the Vlad Shemin Oni, Yosher, Gibra Cholish, but not Tzadik or Rosh. So how's the Shech to say about a person when he comes to the world that he's already a Tzadik? He can't be already a Tzadik. It's telling his Bechira. So the Achrenim are in this now. Some of the Achrenim want to say that it just means Lach Hashanim Harbe, he'll be considered a Tzadik, or Chas V'Shalom Rosh. But it doesn't mean that he's a Tzadik, Mishosh Shinoila, that's Pashit, he can't be. That's telling his Bechira. He has a person has a mechir to become a tzaddik if he wants. It's not totally in Chas V'Shalom. It's not predetermined.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.